Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tomorrow is, of course, a big day for brass band players up and down the country. Maureen Martin is a member of Rolleston Brass in Canterbury. She will be one of hundreds marching across the country tomorrow and playing at the local service to pay tribute to those New Zealanders who served in all wars. And it's a family thing for Maureen, with her son playing the last post this year as well. Maureen Martin is on the line now. Kia ora to you.
Hello, it's Emil. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's great to have you here this evening. What's the rundown for tomorrow? What time do you start? Whereabouts are you playing?
Well, I'm playing with Rolleston Brass, and we're doing the Civic Parade at 11 o'clock at Rolleston. So we kick off at 10:45 and do a wee march. Different route this year because we're sort of trying a new thing with the Selwyn Council. Mm-hmm. And we've got a new venue behind Te Ara Atia, which is the public library and cultural centre. And we'll sort of get to that and then have the service and then finish after with a cup of tea at Te Ara Atia.
Indeed.
So that will be that.
Great stuff. Mm. Is it quite the logistical affair to sort of put on to figure out, you know, where you're going to go, who's going to participate, how you walk, indeed what you play?
Yes, remember, we don't walk, we march.
March, apologies, indeed.
yes, you know, a group organised this. There's the Rolleston Residents Association, the RSA, a group of councillors and the band and the choir in Rolleston in this instance. And they all get together, have meetings, work out where they're going. Then as a band, we've had a pre sort of march. We've looked at where we're going to go because it's a different area this year. And we've done a bit of a recce, sort of in the middle of the kids' playground. Uh-huh. So we were sort of inundated with skateboarders and things. But we survived and found where we were going so that we're ready. So tomorrow morning we lead the parade, and if we're confident, everybody will follow.
Indeed. Yeah, you set the tone,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yes.
What about the music? Is there a reasonably prescriptive repertoire that you can sort of select from when it comes to what you're going to play?
To be fair, for Anzac Day, it's anything.
Right.
We're playing a march called Invercargill, which is a good traditional sort of march. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly easy one. So, you know, it's easy for us to march with that. I've been part of New Plymouth for 30 or 40 years. We played a medley called 1914, which had a few of the old marches, the old songs,
right,
of World War II.
Yeah.
And that sort of was a different sort of outlook on the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, whatever the conductor decides.
Indeed, yes. The band sets the tone and the conductor sets the tone for the band, I suppose.
Yes, indeed.
This is music hierarchy.
yeah.
So tell me a bit about you and brass band. How did you get involved in the first place?
Well, I was playing the violin and I didn't like playing the violin,
yeah.
So I wanted to play one of those brass things. And there was my brother played, and there was a guy in the band that I thought would be quite nice to meet also. So I played a trombone. I got a trombone, and my very first play out when I joined New Plymouth was actually the Anzac Parade.
Wow.
I couldn't play very much. I think I played Kennel Bogey and played about three different notes all the way, but nobody knew, I don't think, except me. And, yeah, 42 years later, I'm still married to that guy in the band.
Is so that right?
Yeah, that worked out quite well.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, but I was a part of that band for a long time until we moved down to Christchurch.
I guess a trombone would be pretty easy to mime, I would think, you know, because no one's really going to call you out on it so long as you're moving the hands.
Well, yes.
You know?
Yes, my husband always says, you know, it doesn't matter where it goes, 6 inches either side and nobody will know, but as long as you hold on to it.
What does he play?
Can't let it go. He plays the tuba.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh,
yes.
Those superior tuba players.
But the trombone players are always at the front, so we get to lead wherever we're going.
Exactly. Good stuff. Now, I mean, tell me a bit about, do you have family who've served in the armed forces yourself, Maureen?
My grandfather was in the 1st Fiji Battalion in the Pacific, so he was at Guadalcanal.
Wow.
And he came back from there. And then my husband's father was, his grandfather was actually at Gallipoli and then Egypt. And then his father was in the army band in New Zealand, but he didn't know, like, Lee didn't know that his father was in that.
Right.
He didn't get to go overseas, but he was a cornet player in the New Zealand Army Band back at Waverley and Trentham. Yeah.
It must be pretty poignant then, playing at something like an Anzac service.
Yeah, it is. It makes you remember, and I think that's the big thing about Anzac services nowadays and the brass band, because the brass band is your... was the traditional basic music from back in those days. And it just stirs the heart, doesn't it?
Mm.
All the people that are now out, there's way more people at Anzac services than there ever used to be. And I think that's because of that, maybe the ancestry type thing. Everybody's keen to find out where they come from, what their relatives did, and they're finding all those links to previous family members.
Yeah, I suppose it's easier to find out about yourself now, isn't it, with the advent of technology and that makes sense. Now,
indeed.
I mean, speaking of the brass band, you are something of a brass band family, Maureen.
We have become it a bit. Yes, our children both play. My son was a member of the New Zealand Army Band. He's just finished... he's a cornet player. He's played at Gallipoli as well. And our daughter, she plays the tenor horn. She's part of Rolleston Brass. And back, my husband's brother plays in New Plymouth Brass and his nephew conducts Taupo Brass. So,
Did your kids voluntarily get into brass, or did you give them a subtle wee nudge here and there?
One did. One tried everything possible, everything else possible, before finally deciding that if you can't beat them, join them. that's sort of what happened.
Now, you mentioned that you're based in Rolleston now, and I think you moved there about 5 years ago. Was there much of a brass band presence in Rolleston when you arrived?
No, there wasn't. There was a little school group, which was... conducted by Bill Dixon, who's a well-known in the Selwyn area, and he had like a school group. And they had done a lot of things, but they'd sort of had dwindled away a little bit. And so Lee, myself, our son Raina, and another woman, Karen St. Guillaume, who's an itinerant brass teacher and a very well-known brass player, sort of got together and said, well, can we take this over and become a district band? And so we did. So we started with about 7 or 8 kids and us, and then slowly people have come along, and now we have a full brass band. We compete in the C grade in nationals. We're going to Auckland this year, to Manukau, to compete in the national contest. And we have players from like 10 years old to about 68.
Oh, cool. That's great, really.
There it is, and it's... yeah, just sort of growing.
You don't just play what people might refer to as sort of old school music either, do you? You know, you reinterpret contemporary songs for the brass band.
That's correct. If anybody's heard the New Zealand Army Band, you know, they play the latest music out there. We have a lot of arrangers in New Zealand who rearrange music for us all. And, we'll play everything from orchestral type pieces to modern, you know, Taylor Swift / Katy Perry type stuff, to old brass band pieces, old marches. Some say it's not a brass band concert unless you finish with a good march.
Yeah.
We do, you know, fun type pieces. We did a thing called the typewriter just in a concert last weekend that sounds like a typewriter. So you have the percussionists all coming out doing the little dings and you know. So, yeah, quite a variety of stuff.
I love that. That's so cool. Music is so creative. Mm. It's just organised sound, really, isn't it? You know, and that's pretty...
Yes.
It's pretty liberating having that remix.
And very descriptive.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you touched on this earlier, but I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on it, particularly given your family history and your husband's family history, you know, that this concern that as we get further away from the First and Second World War and those who lived through it themselves pass on, that the living memory of these wars will disappear and commemorations like these might become less relevant. You seem to be suggesting that actually quite the opposite is the case.
Yeah, I think it's quite the opposite. Having seen the numbers that used to come and now the numbers that are there, you know, in Rolleston we're moving because the size is, there's just too many people. Mm. I think it's the kids, it's the youth that are you know, researching, family's important, and it's their way of remembering and maybe hoping that we won't do it again.
Yeah.
Well, we still do, but, it just feels like there are more and more people out there.
I was curious about that element of it, whether you think that maybe it's because we are more willing to talk about it and to examine the wars from, you know, a 360 point of view, because, you know, this was a thing for a long time, wasn't it? The silent generation, a lot of the time things like this weren't really spoken about for decades.
Well, that's right. As I said, I went to my first Anzac parade when I was about 16 or 17 after I'd joined the band, yet my grandfather had been alive, you know, had been around all my life and had never gone. And there were so many others like him that didn't want to remember, didn't want to be part of that, as if it was celebrating. Mm. And, of course, now we know it's not celebrating. It's celebrating the lives of those people who made that sacrifice. But, yeah, it's just the amazing things that those young men did and what young women did. Mm. There was something on the news last night about somebody's grandma that they never knew was a spy or something.
Right,
you know? And
yeah.
It's like, you don't know until people start talking. And then kids are interested in that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. They love that that historical stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what it seems to me, because they always seem to have somebody from the high school speak now also at the service. And they're just amazing, the things that they come out with, the way they look at these people, at the things that happened. It's really, really impressive.
Maureen, it's been really lovely chatting to you this evening. All the best for tomorrow. And
thank you.
And take care. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely to talk to you.
That is Maureen Martin from Rolleston Brass in Canterbury.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.